Joyce, did Rod Jennings bring Mr. Smotherson's application to the office today? Okay. So I know Mr. Jennings had said he was going to add Wayne Smotherson's appointment to Arts and Letters to the agenda. Okay. Mr. Walker.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor. Mr. Sharp said he had a change to the agenda, and I didn't catch what that change was. Oh, okay. Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to move that the items 2014, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and 6 be removed from the agenda.
We are going to make an objection at the time that they are removed.
Okay, anything else? Okay, Mr. Walker.
Hey, Madam Mayor and members of council, this evening the budget overview will be on legislative services, administrative services, which includes the finance department, court, the general administration, the city manager's office, and information technology. I'll turn it over to our director of finance.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and council members. Thank you for coming to this study session. This evening, I would like to present it to you the summary of the 2015 budget for selected department. The first one will be legislative services. If you open the handout on page 2, you will see the total budget for legislative services is $225,000, and that's increased 5% from previous year. And look at the pie chart. The large portion of the budget are personal services and contractual services. They both are approximately 45%. On the table above the pie chart, you see personal services increased by 6%, and that's due to the proposed of salary range change for city clerk, just to be comparable with other cities with the same size and similar operation. The second item that contributed to the increase of personal services was the pension contribution. The pension board recommended changing of amortization of unfunded accrued liabilities from 30 years to 15 years, and that would increase our contribution by about $112,000. Yeah. The second classification is contractual services. It's also decreased by 33%. For the line item that was decreased the most was professional services. This year, or in fiscal year 2014, major expense for this line item go to the professional service that we pay for recodification of city municipal code. And it's already been completed in 2014. As such, we don't need any more budgeted for 2015.
Ms. Charmian,
yes.
I have a question perhaps about personnel services. Where do you find additional training and or conference attendance for council members? Because I believe we fit under the legislative budget. Is that correct?
The travel expense?
Well, more than travel, additional training, because I think that's important, too, for those of us that would like to take training.
Yeah, if you go to page 4. There would be two line items that budgeted for training. One is professional development. We have $2,500 in there. And the other one is staff training under the $1,500. Yeah.
Does that apply to us, or does that apply just to Ms. Palm?
Madam Mayor, through to Council Member Carr, if you look at line item 6115, Mayor and City Council travel.
That's okay. I guess I'm I'm asking for more than travel, because there are fees associated with conferences and also with either training. Suppose we want to bring somebody in to train. So have we accommodated to train us? Have we accommodated for that?
I believe between 6115 and 6120 that we would be able to accommodate requests from council members that didn't exceed that amount.
Yeah, we can also pay from 6010 as professional service as well.
Thank you very much.
The last item would be capital outlay of $12,000, and that's budgeted for a purchase of 3 shades in this room. Yeah. The two-thirds of page 3 display the trend analysis of the expense of legislative services, and you can see that the trend is pretty steady for personnel services and contractual services. The capital outlay seem to be fluctuating. It depends on what we spend on each year. Like in 2012, and we have installed a sound system in the council chamber, including the purchase of the new microphones, and that would make the 2000 commodities budget higher than all other years. Yeah. Page 4 is show the budget for the department by line items. The total budget increased 5% from previous years. Yeah.
On legislative, Mr. Clickert.
In reference to what I'm using right now, microphone supplies, do the commissions have, when we go to Hema Park Community Center, they have this system there in place?
Yeah. I was just over there today for the demonstration. They got a brand new system, 9 speakers for each side.
Okay.
And they have a video with a screen that's up, mounted up in the ceiling. They have hearing assist, 8 of them.
That's my next question. Okay. So we're up to speed on communication tools in every commission and city council.
Yeah, all commissions.
Because we haven't been in the past, and it's been a pain.
And we moved the commissions from here to there, and these microphones, if they're not stored right, then you get to a meeting and they're dead, so they're not used by anybody. These are hardwired over there, so they won't go down. So there shouldn't be any problems over there. It's real nice. I mean, you can hear very well.
Okay. Then I'll follow up with another one. The only commission that meets here in this building is the Planning Commission in this chamber.
No, they meet over
there. And Civil Service.
No, not anymore.
All right. Tell me who's where right now.
Okay. The only one that doesn't meet at Hema Park Community Center will be Caleb.
They meet in at the library. Yeah.
And civil service and pension. I mean, civil service, doesn't that meet here?
When not anymore.
Not anymore.
We're going to move everybody over to the community center.
Yeah. We have some that meet at Centennial Commons. So.
Right. Parks.
Yes.
Arts and letters.
And arts and letters, yeah. Those are the only two that meet at Centennial Commons. The rest all meet at Hema Park Community Center now. Nothing meets up here.
Okay. So we're covered. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. The next budget would be for finance. Total budget of 2015 for finance is approximately $850,000. If you look at the pie chart, it's broken down into 3 classifications. Personnel services is the largest portion of the budget. It's approximately 78%. If you look at the table above the pie chart, the personal services increased 1% from previous years. These increases included a cost of living adjustment of 2% for staff as well. However, since finance staff perform billing and collecting revenue for refuse, we allocate part of finance staff salaries and benefit to Solid Waste Management. Yeah. That's why the personal service, it show only 1% increase. Yeah. For the contractual services, increased by 22%, and that's due to move the budget for maintenance contract from IT to finance. And this maintenance contract, the large amount is paid for the financial software. It's about $60,000 per year. Also, the decrease of bank and credit cards also has been redistributed to Solid Waste Management as well. For the commodity budget, though it was the smallest portion of the budget, but that's the place that we can monitor expenditure closely. That's including like office supplies and parking meter parts, that we're going to purchase the new parts for both repairing and inventory every other year instead of every year. And below that would be the trends analysis for the expenditure. So the trends for personnel service, it just moderated increase. The only increase for 15% for 2015, because we have the plan to upgrade the position of senior accountant to be financial analyst. The process is now will be submitted to Civil Service Board for their approval. Then if it's been approved, we're going to advertise and hiring. Contractual service is, you know, fluctuating each year. Commodity is very small portion of the budget, yeah, and it has been steady throughout this period as well. On page 7, it displays the budget by line items. And that's finance budget. Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Mr. Crow?
Tina, under the printing, and if you said this, I apologize. Are we just, it says printing services increased by 100%. Are we moving money around, or are we getting a commensurate saving someplace else?
I'm sorry.
On page six. It says printing services increased by 100%. Due to having additional printing functions in-house. Are we saving that money someplace else?
Yes, because we used to send most of the forms, everything outside. And then we start to try to print it in-house this year, and it seemed to work out. So instead of having $2,000 budget, I budgeted only $1,000.
And where can I see that?
Page 7. I mean 2000. I apologize. Yeah. Page 7 underlies 6150 printing services.
Right, I've got the 100% under printing services. Where am I going to see the matching reduction in the budget someplace else, or am I? If we're bringing it in-house, we must have a reason to bring it in-house.
You mean, where do we find the money?
No, when you increase something by 100%, normally there's a commensurate savings someplace else in the budget to increase a line item that much. Normally there should be a line item someplace else for outside services.
Right. Usually it was included with the office supplies. Yeah. Because we order forms from outside. Yeah. if you look in the commodity section.
Right, so is the is the $3,000 savings in office supplies, is that the parallel to the printing?
Yes, sir, that's part of it. Yeah, part of this supply in section of commodities. On page 7. No, publication is not.
So it appears that office supplies went down 3,000, printing went up 1,000. So you're saving money doing it in house.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions on finance?
So next will be the municipal court. The court holds 35 sessions per year on every Wednesday. The first Wednesday will be traffic. The second one will be trials and housing. And the third one will be non-traffic. If you look at the pie chart, the largest portion also personnel services. However, on the table above the pie chart, the personal services decreased by 6% because we moved the municipal judge compensation from part-time to contractual service, and we pay out of accounts payable as professional service. Yeah. Also, the medical insurance has been decreased as well since we used to provide the former judge their medical insurance with. We don't do that anymore. Yeah. And pension contribution also part of increase it for personal service. Yeah. And with the same reason that we change amortization of unfunded accrued liabilities from 30 years to 15 years. Yeah. For the contractual service is also part of transfer the payment for maintenance contract for the court system to court instead of budgeted in IT. For printing service and some insurance liabilities and fees that we pay to the bank for credit card processing is also increased by 17%. The total budget for municipal court increased from previous year by 1%. The next page.
Question real quick.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Under pension contribution, page 8, there's an asterisk at the end of the sentence, and I was wondering what that was, because yeah. I usually go to the bottom of the page.
Right, right. Yeah. I meant to add the Missouri statute in there, but I did not. I apologize. Yeah. What happened is since we unfund liabilities is getting high, so we try to, what pension board members try to do is catch up on unfund liabilities. In the meantime, it's going to move us to be funded at 80%. When we fund below, when our pension fund, when the employer fund below 80%, we not allowed to change or adjust the plan. Even for, like, for example, if we're going to increase the cost of living adjustment for pension for retirees, we cannot do that unless we maintain the 80% funded. Yeah. And right now, for non-uniform plan, we about 78.8%.
May I ask a dumb question? How do you go about keeping it below 80%? Is there something you do? Is there a scheme or a program or something that you do to maintain get below 80%, what do you have to do?
Usually, what we do is we have actuary calculated for us. Yeah, every year we have them calculate of what is our populations and what is our contribution. And a major part of the pension plan come from investment as well. If the market perform real well, our contribution doesn't have to be too high. Yeah. We can make contribution even higher than this in order to reach the 80%. However, it will have impact on general fund budget.
So our contribution, say for instance, to keep it from going up to 80%, we may have to make a greater contribution. Is that correct?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No, we want it to be above.
Right,
It needs to be above 80%. We're underfunded. But we're not underfunded very much. In the scheme of cities probably our size throughout Missouri, we're probably right about in the thick of it. But we'd like to be above 80% funded. There aren't too many cities in Missouri that are fully funded or significantly above 80 or 85%, but it would be good to get it above 80%. You may recall that years ago, when the market was flying high, the city didn't make any contributions at all.
Right.
And then the city started making contributions, and then we had a significant market downturn, which really clipped it pretty bad. And so even though the market has been good now for the past year plus, we have a smoothing technique that we use that allows for it not to go down as much in bad years, but it won't go up as fast in good years. So we're making up ground, but we're probably not making it up quick enough. And so the pension board wanted to ask us to find a way to make a contribution, a more significant contribution, to help get folks back up to speed. Yeah, that was the first. You know, there are other steps that can be taken, but the pension board thought that was a good place to start, and then to see how the market returns are doing. Because, quite frankly, the market returns have been very good, particularly over the last 6 months. But we've still got some bad years that are in our average that will keep us from not looking good. But we are that's why we want to be above 80.
Is there a time when we should be making a greater contribution? If it's all right now, should we or should we not?
Well, I think the pension board would probably come and ask if they wanted you to make a more of a contribution. I think anytime you make a large contribution to the pension plan, unless it's, you know, high six or seven figures, it's probably not going to make much of a dent. And taking $1 million to put into the pension plan when the market's on its way up anyway, I think you have to ask yourself the question, do you want to put money in on Monday? And on Tuesday, you could lose 15% of what you just contributed because you're 62 or 63% in stock, give or take. I may be a little off on that percentage.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So it's better the way the pension plan asks for the money. If they change the amortization schedule, the money will be coming in more regular over a period of time rather than one significant amount of money at one time.
And what we've been practicing is we just contributed, you know, at the amount that was recommended by actuary. For this year, it's over 800,000. Yeah. And by rule of thumb, we should be okay. Yeah. As Mr. Crow mentioned, that there is some city who's, you know, underfunded, even, you know, much more greater than us. Yeah. So.
Well, but even the ones who show that they're better funded than us are using assumptions that are far more aggressive than ours. So you can say that you're well-funded, but if you've got a more aggressive rate of return in your plan, then you're going to show yourself better funded. But, in fact, you may not be better funded at all. So our plan is actually on the return side pretty conservative as far as the assumed rate of return. But this was a good prudent first step for the pension board.
Next would be city manager's office. The total budget for 2015 is projected to be $685,700. It is broken down into three classifications. The two largest portion would be personal services and contractual services, which is 52% and 47%. Yeah. If you look at personnel services, at the table above the pie chart, for 2015, projected to be 8% decrease from previous year. And the decrease amount is basically due to we budgeted less for the youth program. This year, which is in 2014, the city has started to join with Chamber of Commerce and local businesses, and we modified the plan for youth program just a little bit. What the obligation that the city has with this program at the end is city will be responsible for the half of what we pay to the student. The student will work directly with the businesses. Business will pay them directly. They're scheduled to work 18 hours per week, and we pay them $7.35 per hour. And after the business pay the student, they will send a copy of their check stub to us, and I will reimburse half of them back to the business. They also have what they call, it's a class readiness for work or for task force at the high school every Friday as well. This student has to attend the 2 hours class every Friday. So, Chamber of Commerce, Commerce and businesses seem to be very excited about this program, and it seemed like it's going to work well for everyone. And the city will save some money as well. With that reason, we budget the youth program we less than 2014.
Mayor. Yeah.
Mr. Glicker.
Thank you, Tina. And to that end, Mr. City Manager, I'd like to see that information heralded in Aurora's publication. That's pretty good stuff.
For the contractual services, also decreased by 2%. And actually, the portion, the large portion in this classification is professional services and legal services. We budgeted the same as previous year. The portion that was decreased from previous year would be the temporary services and the printing service. The temporary service, we budgeted in the past to pay for position of secretary to city manager, which is now we hired a full-time permanent person. For printing service, we just had the bids for the new printing service for these coming 3 years, which cheaper than what we had before. And the city used the service for printing the annual calendar and the bi-monthly newsletter. So these two items contributed to the decrease of the budget.
Tina, on the legal services, 6020,
yes.
In 2013 we were at 90,000. And then I'm assuming the way I read this, in 2014 we budgeted 120, then we amended it, it was still 120. And now, as I understand it, saying estimated, so the, our projection is that we will use the full 120 on legal services. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, sir. But at the time that we did this budget, I didn't see all the items that we paid, and I don't think we're going to spend the whole 120, but we have not adjusted yet. Yeah. But as you know, we expect that we do have numbers of pending items that we have to pay. We also have insurance to pay for majority of the expense as well, because we obligated to pay $10,000 per cases. Yeah. So I doubted that we're going to spend the whole $120,000, but I will look up at the actual expenditure toward to the end of this month, and I'll provide it to you.
Prior to our budget vote?
I can do that.
Thank you.
Also, yes, sir. The commodities portion for this budget is very small, and the trend lines not even appeared on the charts. The personal service increases based on the cost of living adjustment every year. On page 13, that show the line items for this budget as well. Yeah. The total budget decreased by 5% from previous year. Yeah. The last budget is information technology. For this function, all the function and priorities is determined by Information Technology Core Committee, which is composed of the representatives from all city departments. However, all the project would be was performed by the contractual services. And right now we have the company named Tech Electronics, which they are supposed to be, their terms or their contracts will be expired this year. And I believe that the committee issued the RFP and in the process of interview to select the company who is going to be our next contract. Yeah. And I understand that by law, we can only sign contract for 1 year, though we have an option of extended for 2 more years, correct? Yeah. For the total budget for IT decreased by 30%, I think entirely of the contractual services, all the budget for maintenance for a specific program or department has been transferred to each department. Yeah. Also, for the commodities, in 2014, the city upgraded the telephone system, installed all the access control system that we do not plan to do it again in 2015. Yeah. Also, capital outlay, the plan that IT manager has planned is would be just either replacing some computer equipment or some additional infrastructure, but nothing major. Yeah. The page 15 will be the trend analysis for IT expenditure. Yeah. Again, the contractual services trend has continued to decrease. And that also have impact from replacing or installing the new telephone system as well. It seemed to be more efficient and less expensive. Yeah. And capital outlays also been fluctuating from year to year. It depends on certain projects that we have done. Like in 2013, the department installed a storage backup disaster recovery. For 2014, also have replacing some technology infrastructure, computer, and security equipment as well. Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? Ms. Carr?
Fire and library. For the library, I believe it's entirely approved by the board. We will It is now included in proposed budget book. Yeah. We removed that plan this year. I believe that it was. Yeah, it has been removed. We removed the plan. We do not have that 1.4 million in the budget anymore. Yeah.
So I guess my question would be of Mr. Walker, how do we intend to finance that? Because I do see that coming up.
We need to do a study before we proceed, obviously. So once we've done a study to determine whether we're going to build a new police station or whether we're going to do something with the current facility, then we would address that as part of the budget for that fiscal year.
Okay, and does that come into the request that I submitted 2 years ago to take a look at the annex?
We've allocated funds for that, correct.
Okay, and then let's see, I did have, normally a couple of weeks ahead of this, the council sits down and talks about what things they would like to add. So where are we with that? Because it looks like we're going to be voting on the budget next time, and I haven't heard anything about that.
Well, I mean, if there are some suggestions that council wishes to submit, then you should be doing that.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, hearing none, we'll adjourn this at 6:11. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
And we'll, Mr. Jennings?
I wanted to bring forward a nomination for Arts and Letters, please.
Yes, I did mention that earlier, and Ms. Pum has the copies to hand out to everyone.
Thank you very much.